Cosmos, and we are talking Priyavrata, Maharaj Priyavrata. And it's interesting because the story starts with describing his life and how he, as a son of Manu, Svayambhuva Manu, right, the first Manu, is told by Brahma to rule. And I say that he was told to rule the Bhuloka. And his sons, some of them became Manus too. So something there about, well, it seems like we're down on earth, right? Or the earthly realm of Bhu. Well, nothing is said yet about this being some cosmological story, what seems like, well, what comes there. So I said that he is going 7 times around there the way, sun is going around Meru, and thus creating 7 ditches that fill with water, become oceans. Well, it seems like this is really what is being said. I mean, even if I want maybe doing critical edition and all that. So what is this? What is really being described here? Well, first of all, Well, could be planets. But if we stand here and we look up and we see there the sun coming in its orbit and going down, and then it's dark, if we stay on Earth, and then if he would go with his chariot there, he could just be going. Just okay, he could just be going with his chariot over Earth, and with it shine up the darkness. Anyway, seemed like I was supposed to turn this thing on. First question there is, which level or domain are we now dealing with here? Where does Svayambhuvamana reside, and where would his son reside? Because whatever he's doing there with his chariot and all that would logically happen in his jurisdiction in that domain. So what options do we have here? Well, it is actually said there, referring to Earth, so could be something happening on, taking place on the surface of this Earth. Or if it's general, and then we're talking about this, at least according to my theory, this entire space here where we are, but not Bovar, not Svarga. This physical world that we see through our physical senses in these bodies. We are, the clues we have here are that we follow the sun. So it has something to do with getting rid of the darkness. Of course, we have the moon, who is there on the other side of the sun and shines, so could Priyarata be related to Chandra? I don't know, I'm just speculating, so anyway, just looking at what we have been given and trying to place that, or at least it seems we're talking about, well, either the movement of the sun going up and down on a daily basis, and it's dark at night, or, as Prabhupada says, going north and south, which is on the yearly basis. Which means then that the halves we're talking about are the, maybe the southern and the northern hemisphere, and the dark night would be the one polar nights on each side. But I don't know, but I mean, that would be the result of that interpretation. Or I don't know. Okay. But it really seems that we're here mainly talking about Priyavrata creating different regions of the sons of Manu to live in. Now that we call humans man may come from in the European language, originated from Manu, I don't know. Which may or may not mean that Manu is specifically like the grandfather of all humans, that would make him a human. We are talking of the Prajapatis also, and like that level. Got 7. We got Sindhu. We got Vipa. And we got different people living there in each one. Now, are they actually, was this an assumption aligned with the solar system? I mean, that ecliptic whatever. Well, if it refers to the day and night rotation there, and the center of it would be mirror, right? Or the axis mundi that the sun that goes around there, as it seems. If it would rather be the southern and northern course of the sun on a yearly basis, then we are talking about Priyarata's movement and the movement of the sun, as it seems, as it appears, along the Suragiri, the mountain of the gods, or the mirror, as it seems, because in the summer, when the sun is in the northern course, it appears higher up towards the pole. Which means that then Priyarata would move up and down that way and make 7 tracks. Then there was something there with Loka Loka. That made it seem like, oh, what is this mountain? The world beyond. That would then be the edge of our perception not as far as the sunlight would reach, meaning the enclosure within which this world that we see lit by the sun is limited by. In other words, we're not talking geographic distances out into space like that, but realm-wise. What's the word? Existence-wise, being-wise is the word for it. Not ontologically, or is it? Anyway. We could try that. And then those seven may be more a division based on natures of people. Nature of life. Well, it could be seven continents. It's one possibility. Or if those liquids and seas, including the Karna, Navajali and so on, Garbhodaka, are rather describing not liquid in a pond or something like we have here, something life-related. Something that maybe even metaphorically describe different natures of people, different regions. Or we could speculate, just connecting the seven, number seven here. I mean, we have the seven planets there representing different qualities. So if we see them not as Western balls, you know, planets, balls in the sky, but as the grahas, which again are recognized, characterized by different qualities, I mean, and this could even be like one of those stories that we find in cultures all over the planet of very primal events and forces in nature. Well, I mean, I'm even thinking about this, what do they call it? They say that once Earth was just one big continent that then divided up with oceans between each. This is really what we have here, isn't it? So, well, that's a possibility. And that makes the dvipas, and on each dvipa there are varshas, countries or whatever, different areas like that. One dvipa then would be area where India is, which then is divided into sub areas, mountains there. And I mean, that's possible, that we are looking at a very old description how I don't know. I mean, if they had that knowledge, maybe ancient stories, that would be, of course, fascinating. But anyway, I'm just trying things here. I don't think I should write this, but just, I don't know, I just got this idea when brushing my teeth tonight, that turn on this and just go like this and see what comes up. I don't know, I mean, somewhere I read someone also, I guess, speculating that these seven seas could be somewhere connected to, or the Datos, the seven. Oh, there's seven. So, of course, if it's a little bit the way I'm reaching for at here, that could also work because we're talking more in terms of then, you know, maybe some board this earth as mother, as a living mother and a body. And there we have different layers, so to speak. I mean, and that will lead us to look at nature here and how this nature exists here in different natures, so to speak. There's saltwater ocean, there's sweetwater ocean, there's this and that, these different elements and organic substances in nature, then that would immediately take care of the those substances, those liquids. Because those are different liquids found in nature here on Earth. But it is also interesting to check out this moon. Where does otherwise Chandra come into the picture here? Because Chandra is related to organic growth also, so I mean, if we again stay with the understanding of what seems like astronomical references here to the more life-based cosmology of the Bhagavatam, which I think at least is a logical possibility, then there are things there that start to fall into place, maybe. But now I think I better go.